On this morning when we're discussing 30,000 more American troops for Afghanistan, we have a reminder of another troubled nation where extremists have sometimes found refuge. In the remote plains of northwestern Yemen, towns and relief camps are being swamped with families displaced by war. The armies of Yemen and Saudi Arabia are both battling Shiite rebels along the border area between the two countries. NPR's Peter Kenyon recently returned from the main United Nations camp near the conflict area.
Extended families have made the long, harsh trek out of the mountains of the Sada governorate, where air and ground forces are battling the al-Houthi rebels. Often traveling by foot, they fled first to Saudi Arabia, only to be turned back to Yemen when the fighting spilled over into Saudi territory. Now they're streaming in daily to the Mazraq camp near the border town of Harat. Volunteers load sacks of wheat onto small pickup trucks for distribution. The UN Refugee Agency's May Barazi says since the Saudi military got involved in the fighting earlier this month, she's seen a sharp spike in the number of displaced families showing up.
It changed dramatically. Before that, we were getting between 20 to 30 families per day. Now we're having over 100 families per day. I would say 150 and up. And we did not expect that.
The number of people in the camp is nearing 9,000, with even more spilled out across the hot, sandy landscape as displaced families seek to stay with relatives or in abandoned huts. And with these families came their animals, thousands of goats, sheep, and cattle. Ali Asaf, a middle-aged man in red and white robes, says when the Saudis kicked his family out, he left relatives behind so he could first bring the animals to safety.
I had to leave my elderly, blind aunt and my 9-year-old daughter in Saudi Arabia so I could go first with the goats. But when I got back to the border, they wouldn't let me in to get my family, and now the animals are suffering.
By the side of the main road in the camp, a dead baby goat lay swarming with flies, its body bloating in the afternoon sun. Félicie Moret is with the French NGO Triangle, and it's her job to deal with livestock issues. She says it's difficult enough for these mountain families to adjust to the desert heat, but the sudden shift is even harder on the animals.
Many animals are dying right now in the camp, and outside also, like we saw yesterday, one family with 180 animals already, almost 90 of those died. It's very hot, and they cannot graze their cattle, so mortality is a big problem because people are losing their capital.
For these families, the animals are their bank. When a child falls ill, a sheep is sold to pay the doctor. In a desperate attempt to keep the last remaining bit of wealth they possess, displaced people are putting cows and goats inside their tents. The animals pose a health risk to humans, and they carry parasites that could infect local animals. Monray says an estimated 1 in 7 animals has died since arriving here. She's hoping to engineer a compromise that groups families together that know one another, with their animals mixed together in a separate pen. The situation could grow worse outside the camp, where local villagers feel threatened by the sudden influx of northern animals into a land with precious little grazing area. It's just one more side effect of a conflict that, 5 years on, shows no sign of ending. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Sana'a.